tired of really watching the Giants fall.
Amen.
Amen. Something in my way is something, but watch the Giants fall. Thank God for that. Amen. We need to have some Giants fall in our lives. And we bless the Lord today. And as she said, we love to see young people be used in church for God. Church is not just for old people. I don't know, church is not just for old people. Everybody can be used in church. Amen. We bless the Lord for that. We're going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading. We thank God for my wife being here. We thank God for Minister Bloomfield, Minister Simon, and anyone else that's present over situations. We just thank God today, amen, for all that he's doing. And it's such a wonderful thing to know that in this life, as long as you know the Lord, you don't have to do that. You don't have to go through anything by yourself. Amen. Jesus said, without me, ye can do nothing. You know, I did have a message, but the message changed. I would preach about some giants falling. How many got some real giants? We want to watch them fall. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for all that he's done, the testimonies. Amen. And I'm familiar with Elder Gibbs' story with his sister. Amen. How God brought a mighty deliverance. So we're going to ask you to turn to the 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to read verses 1 through 10 of this second chapter. As I said, I did have a different message. All right here. But God gave me something different. You know, sometimes you say, well, I said, Lord, I've been preparing this since yesterday. You want me to switch this message up in the middle of this? So I was going to still force it. Amen. But God switched me. And it's so important that we're led by God's Spirit. We know what our sisters are going through, but how many know God knows? God knows everything. And we're going to just try as much as possible to be led. And if I mess up, you can say, well, you didn't prepare. So I do have a way out. But how many know God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you? If he give it to us, he'll bring us through. How many know about that about God? If God give you something, God will bring you through it. No sense, God will bring you to something that he cannot bring you through. Amen. Verse 1 reads, it is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to vision and revelations. I just want to come to a vision and a revelation from God. I know a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God, anybody got one of those situations? I don't know what it is. But one thing I do know is that God knows. I can't figure out where it's coming from, but I know that God knows. Amen? Such a one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. Paul is saying this thing was so tremendous. I don't know what was going on, but one thing I do know is that God knows how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one will I glory, yet of myself will I not glory, but in my infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now enough of my being truthful, hallelujah, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that which he heareth of me, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation that was given to me, a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're going through today, but I can guarantee you one thing. His grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Let us pray. Lord, we bless your name. Oh God, we thank you today for being in the house of the Lord. Oh God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for being a Savior, more precious to us than all the earth's friendships ever could be. Lord, we thank you that you made us a promise that you'll never leave us, but that you'll be with us all the way even until the end. So our heart's desire today, Lord, is speak. Lord, speak to our minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, speak to our hearts. Speak to our spirits. Speak to our souls. Oh God, just have thine own way. Lord, we thank you, for we know that when the saints begin to pray for God to have his way, that we can feel the glory of the Lord coming down. Lord, bless you today in the name of Jesus. And for this we thank you. Can we all say in Jesus' name?
Amen.
Amen. Once again, Paul says in the 7th verse, unless I should be exalted above measure, you may be seated. The Lord is glory to you. Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Paul said, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. Lord, thank you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. In the latter part of the portion of verse 10 said, for when I am weak, Lord, thank you. For when I am weak, then am I strong, that the power of Christ might rest upon me. Who need God to rest on him today? Hallelujah. Amen. So our message is a very simple message. I'm locked on. That's it, I'm locked on. No locked in ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about we locked on. You could be locked in, but we're talking about those heat-seeking missiles. Heat-seeking missiles. When you're in war and they shoot missiles, and the missiles have that infrared sensing. And no matter what the target does in any way, it can't get away because that missile is locked on.
Yes, yes.
Not locked in, but locked on.
Yes,
yes. See, I was like, Lord, I got this other message ready. You want me to go to locked on? But we're going to stay locked on today.
Yes,
Paul said he had a revelation. He got a vision from God. He said, lest I should be exalted above measure. The messenger of Satan was sent to buffet me in the flesh. Well, how many know Paul was still locked on? Amen. Even though Satan came against him, Paul said, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. But he said unto me, my grace, Lord, thank you. My grace is sufficient for thee, Paul, because my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Paul said, well, if that's the case, I'm locked on. Well, how do you know you're locked on? Because I want glory in my infirmities. Amen. He said, I want to take pleasure in necessities. I'll take pleasure in necessities and infirmities. He said, I'll take pleasure in it. Why you don't take pleasure, Paul? Because I'm locked on. Well, what are you locked on? I'm locked on to God. Let the devil do what he may, but distress, don't need nothing. Because the scripture says God be for us. Ah, Lord, thank you. If God be for you, who then can be against you? But Acts chapter 12, amen, this is a time when Herod thought he was something and somebody. Amen. And verse 1 reads, now about this time Herod the king stretched forth his hand and vexed certain in the church. Lord, thank you. How many in church? Hallelujah. Stay in church. If you're in church, stay in church. If you're not in church, it's time to get in church. Amen. Because the devil's going to fight you whether you're in church or out of church. Amen. It says verse 2, and he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw he pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Now, that actually Easter is a mistranslation, because Easter back in those days was an occult practice. The proper word should be Passover.
Right.
Passover, P-A-S-C-H-A. But nevertheless, we ain't there. We just want to get on Peter. So Herod has Peter. Now, he has him with four quaternions of soldiers, which means that every 3 hours, they had four soldiers that rotated watching Peter to make sure he stayed locked in. Mm-hmm. But they were trying to keep Peter locked in, but Peter was locked on. Hallelujah. There's a difference between being locked in and being locked on. Amen. So they had two soldiers that was chained to Peter, and two that watched the outside, but Peter was locked on. Amen. So the scripture goes on to say, Peter was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Lord, thank you, Peter was sleeping between. Peter was locked on. Amen. Because if there had been any of us, we know the next day we're going to die. We wouldn't have been asleep. Right? But the scripture said God gives him daily beloved sleep.
Yes.
Even in the midst of the storm, he can sleep.
Yes.
Amen. The enemy's all around me. The enemy has me tied in, tied up, and wrapped up, but I can see him answer. Because my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweet strain, but look at somebody.
We will not fall down and bow to your foreign
he got angry at the Hebrew boys because they were making a stand for God. Stand for God.
Yes.
God got your back.
Yes.
No matter who's against you, stand for God. Now the Hebrew boys were servants, meaning that they were slaves. And they were supposed to listen to their master. Hallelujah. How do you know they have a master that's above all masters? I heard him say he's a king of kings.
Come on.
God don't need no matches. Because he. But when you lock door,
God
will enter. Amen. So the scripture goes said, and behold. Anybody in a behold moment? And behold, God's about to do something. God's about to work out a miracle in your life. God's about to touch that situation that had you bound. You need a behold moment. That behold moment means God's about to do something extraordinary. God's about to do something great. God's about to perform a miracle. Hallelujah. And I believe it, and that settles it for me. So let the devil be all the fresh he can. Hallelujah. But I am locked on. Anybody locked on today? So he goes on to say, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him. A light shined in the prison, and he spoke Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly, and his chains. Do you understand when you're locked on? The devil will put something on you, or try to put something on you, but God will take it off. But the problem is, you gotta stay locked on. Even in the midst of confusion, stay locked on. Even when you can't understand, stay locked on. When you're locked on, I got Jesus, and that's enough. Hallelujah. You can take everything away from me. You can take my house, my land, my possession, and everything, but don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. God said, take your Holy Spirit, you took it all. I'm not going to worry about that. And no matter what the devil seeks my way, I'm still locked on. Right, so you can just follow us. And then the Bible said, Peter got up. Well, how do you know the enemy was still asleep?
Right.
Hallelujah. He got up. And Peter talked and he had a vision. He wasn't sure what was going on. And they said he walked by the first and the second guards. And all those other guards that were supposed to be there, he walked on. And when God is faithful, you don't have to do nothing but just follow him. So he followed the angels. And then as he's following the angel, he gets to the gate. Hallelujah. And the scripture said, the gate open. I said, the gate open. He might have got a gate that has you locked in. You keep following God. When he got to the gate opened on his own accord. Amen. And then as Peter continued to walk through the street, he came to himself. He said, now I know him. Sure. And God said, that's how I relate. So let the storms come. Let the winds blow. Let the enemy come against me. There's no sin I'm not going. Anybody today locked on? I say, is anybody today locked on? There's not a friend like the Lord Jesus. Listen, there's not a friend like the Lord Jesus. What I love about Jesus, the scripture says that he's a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. So all of us may let you down, but Jesus is a constant friend. Amen. As long as you have Jesus as your friend, let the devil do what he may. But stay locked on. Stay focused on God. The scripture says, "What by what for we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are." Yes, it's a whole lot of trouble on every side, but I can't look at the trouble. I got to look at the things not seen. What's not seen? God. And as long as I'm fixed on God, I don't have to worry about anything. What are you saying? I said I'm looking up to Jesus because He is.